Kanka dur, dediğin turda güneş hava niye sevana iyi geliyor? Toma kilo diye tere vas.
So as usual, things to do in the beginning and things to do in the end. So things to do in the beginning is to set our good motivation.
Karel sewa ina. Jadi tu masuk ye. Teri juma cili leka karel leh leka. Soca besin cici ye gucu cici jauh cici la. Soso ye dohye cici ye na dewa cici dewa tenda leka cewa orang.
Why? Because you know, even the small insect, beginning of the day, what no matter whatever they do, even they move, they move because they wanna achieve more happiness and overcome any suffering.
Tidriki dewa te sede ye dewa ki tenda la rewas ta nga so ki chewa shima penche ki dewa te yini nga donghe te seta te chewa la ichi biji sen ki tine zojo jane dewa te dhugu ye chichi rewas.
So that kind of thing is just to survive for this life, but what we are doing here is not only to survive but try to benefit ourselves in many future lifetimes. So in order to do that, we need to begin with a good intention or the motivation.
Then a katu do which is na deru ga de chotu na do hin se ye ge tan da la do gin se la wa yin so na so na ka na ji ko go sa sa.
So if we talk directly, then why you are going to this place this evening, if you answer I'm going there to gain some more happiness, then if you answer like that, then what do you guys think?
Take your energy charge down so you know pass also your energy the dewa de kare du do hi de kare se gen salo de tes jahan re moda wachi ye sana ton de kwa re wachi ne de ne jago che gro as.
So if somebody asks like that and you guys answer like that, then you have to answer with deep thinking to answer that to gain more happiness. Otherwise you couldn't merely just answer like that. It make it make kind of uncomfortable or unreasonable, something like that.
Chero yise ye donghe de kare de dugo ye tewa de kare de selaw yudi ni gosu ge tanda kino chi ye sana to ta ta le gro was.
So what kind of suffering we want to overcome and what kind of happiness we want to gain, if we think deeper, then we will come to know that to reshape our motivation, order to do that, to have a good motivation, that will come obvious.
Chesane xie suo na, yin rang xie sheng xie tang xie xie, yin dong yin mei ba qie dan, de wa dian yin yin dian da la, yin gang, xue xie san zhou yin zhou qi yi lai suo na, ta, gyung lo jie na, re ge xia xie na, lian bi da xiu qia wa ra wa.
So, from the smaller viewpoint, I am going there to overcome my own suffering and to gain more happiness for myself. That's from the small view, and the bigger picture or the view, if you say that I am going there to gain more happiness for myself and all the sentient beings and to overcome my suffering and as well as all the sentient beings having suffering, then if you say answer like that and you have the intention like that, then you know it really worthwhile, or it becomes a perfect answer.
因此呢，马从上九老年情况下，因此呢，你第一农业啊，连要亚学教啊，那些，给侬点亚学的结果嘞，第一点到了，马从当地垃圾所的那样，那些那么属于土嘛，土质的结巴那些，俺天天的结合人，你知道不哩？上那些给打麻些呢，土里起码它是要，你把它结合人打死了。So
likewise, when we got that kind of good motivation, then we have to learn to practice this kind of, you know, lamrim. So it began with the, you know, the paying homage or the prostration to the lineage gurus. So when we recite those lines, you know, reflect on those qualities of those masters, and as well as, you know, those masters are like our role models, and we motivate and try to follow their footsteps. So if we try to do that and have that kind of intention, then, you know, in the actual, you know, in the practice, our, you know, mind wanders, or we don't pay full attention, or we don't, you know, get understand everything. It even though, you know, like that, but you know, because of that motivation, you know, we will gain certain degrees of benefit and get helps from that, you know, motivation.
With
that motivation, we listen the teaching, the lamrim, which is inspired and, you know, and attain realizations by many masters. So likewise, how, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa, he did this text into the four chapter as usual. So the four chapter as usual, you know, are showing the greatness of the teachings of the author in order to establish that it is of noble origin and showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction, these two are done.
Da saje sumba ni chi ni zeba bi chewa da chu ji chewa ji da de bi chu de la ni de ka na ni go re si de chi ka de si go se ni ye ni saje sumba de ma de he ya ba.
So now the third chapter, which possesses this above two greatness, third chapter is, if that kind of practice possesses these two greatness, then how to listen and explain the teaching. Third chapter we are in.
Sajje sumba tela sajje sum yo bas, deno yo tombo, chu tu su na penyo robo de kesun kare yore se keche chiche.
So the third chapter also got another three sub-chapters, you know. First is, by listening this teaching, what kind of benefit we will gain. The second is, show respect to reverence and respect to the teaching itself and the, you know, and the teacher. So third, how you actually listen. So in this third chapter, there are two sub-chapters or two parts, abandoning the threefold of a vessel, relying on the six ideas. So abandoning the threefold of a vessel is, you know, is very obvious, and you know, it is not that hard to understand, you know, it doesn't need furthermore explanations. So, you know, first thing is listen carefully, and before listening, don't pollute your intention. And the third is, you know, what you have heard, try not to forget it. So now, to listen the teaching, what we need is we have to rely on the six ideas. So here it says the six ideas is, you know, thinking of yourself as a sick person. And the second is, think of the instructor as a doctor. And think of the instructor's explanation as medicine. So up to this third, part, we already, done. So the fourth, think of honest practice as the way to cure our disease. So that's the fourth part. So the fourth part's meaning is that, you know, I am sick, I am patient, and you know, my instructor is a doctor, and you know, my practice is a medicine. So if these three you understand, then you know how to take the medicine that is the fourth part.
Kasi loye barangi le nyapa tabi deshe jago se te nyapa mahi ki je nyapa deshe jano lopa res sene sun di te sawani de mare res na so ge nyapa de shid de nyapa tomo cha ne ni de rangi nyapa de nyapa yi bago ma se bare se nyapa de ni cha so nyumo ge ne lo gogo ro wa sana ta.
So as mentioned before, that you know, if somebody is not sick, then you know, then you called him a you know, patient or a sick person, then you know, it is not right. But you know, we are really sick, as mentioned before, that we are in a severe sickness of this, you know, mental defilements, and we are in full of, you know, what you say, hallucination or delirium or any kind of confusion, so that we don't know that we are that severe sick. That is why we don't consider ourselves as a sick. So when the Rinpoche talk about at that you know, explanation time, you know, we need to try to understand clearly, otherwise it doesn't help. So we go through the text now.
Nede Johnson number le de so yin de shi cha ba de sa de de be 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 jang yin be ma to da de shi mu de ba ton de sa to wa ta chu ba ye de bi da ba Johnson le de cha so yo mu de ba to de sa de de Johnson le ba shi je sa jo le me ba no do mo bo so bi chi le me le ba wo sa a le te ba ti lo ro che ta to bo.
So think of earnest practice as the way to cure our disease. Is sick person know that their illnesses cannot be cured without taking the medicine prescribed by the doctor. They then take the medicine likewise earnestly, engage in practice after you have seen that you cannot vanquish such affliction as attachment without putting into practice the instructions given by the instructor. Do not devote yourself just to piling up words in great number without engaging in practice.
Thank you. Tanda over the terrors. Dada yin pin tre de rang yin pin de ma thong yin son na so so na set ta go ma ro was de no yin yin la ma de na la me dang ga su ba de yin yo ne ma je wa yin na cha su ju mo le ta go ma re se de da de ro was.
So the main thing is when you go to see the doctor diagnose and prescribe you, then you know you didn't take the prescriptions whatever doctor write down, you know, then there's no way your disease will be healed. Likewise, when you go to the, you know, instructor and, you know, get the instructions, and you didn't put the instruction in practice, then, you know, nothing can be changed. So like that.
Kasa lapa ta kamba che bala piti rere yiji tenba tenbe se che yon buje wa taas yoke thoma meba de yubo bi deji tsabjin jinje che bala danga ki ten len rere yiji jin nyansa lambe bucho be se lanji cha tangji zoba suzo tobi shiro ji shi jin chuyo jinje de tenba tsede beba tsede se tenba tichin loro chita.
So the now the next is the analogy. Moreover, one or two dose of medicine will not do anything at all. For leper who have lost their hands and feet, Similarly, to put the meaning of the instruction into practice just one or twice is insufficient for us, who from beginningless time have been stricken with the virulent illnesses of the affliction. Therefore, analyze with discerning wisdom the entirety of every aspect of the path and make effort that is like a reverse current. So the analogy here is leper is sick, you know. And nowadays, don't know, but in the ancient time, talking in the ancient time, lepers, you know, they get leprosy and they get sores in their feet and hand in the fingers and they kind of fall off. So those severely sick leper or, you know, some dose of medicine doesn't, you know, help. So likewise, our, you know, this illnesses of, you know, affliction is from the beginningless time, and we are so used to it, and it is kind of, you know, it is like kind of, you know, kind of, they became, they like here, those, the bug killer medicine, antibiotic or whatever, they resist. Like that, so, our you know, affliction like that powerful, so you know, so little bit of practice, you know, 1 or 2 days or you know like that doesn't help that much. We need a constant effort and the, you know, practice like reverse current. So this is a very, you know, good instruction for us at this time, because, you know, nowadays, you know, we don't want to make effortlessly, you know, we want some result. That is the situation or the time we are in. So, you know, this kind of instruction really kind of help. So if we try to understand it and remind, recall this kind of instruction, then, you know, maybe it will help us broaden our mind and so that we won't easily easily lose our patience.
Tanti patience lo dogi da. Di ishe jala ini jero mo chiye. Ini lobe chenda kumi ye lumu ti dogi was. Shadu les. Ti ji de sen de namo la. Yuri ti su neje ti shi jin sa. Zeje kamba la pa cheba la. Thanga bi ti. Thanga bi ti pai. Ji chi shesu ba daro was.
So read through the text, you know. Next is the, you know, scriptural authorizations. As the great master Sandra Gongmi, praise of confession, says, our mind are constantly confused. We have been ill for a very long time. That is achieved by the lepers, who have lost their arms and legs and only occasionally take medicines. So constantly confused means our mind is in influenced by the ignorance from the beginningless time. So we have been ill for a very long time. That means mental illnesses like, you know, like three poisons. We have suffered from long, long time, and it really kind of took a root in our mind, and it is hard to get rid of. So likewise, first two line is the meaning, and the next two line is the analogy. So what is achieved by the lepers who have lost their arms and legs and only occasionally take medicine? So what Rinpoche recommend is not only, you know, come here and listen, but in your home, you know, if you have some time, then read through the text and try to contemplate on it. Then, you know, it will inspire you us to practice not occasionally, but, you know, as much as we
can.
So because up to now, the four instructions, among these four instructions, the most important to understand is think of ourselves as a sick person. That is the most important part. And and it will come through the text. So now the next is the most important part is the, you know, think of ourselves as a sick is the most important, so it will go through the text. So we go through the text. Thus, the idea of yourself as a sick person is extremely important, for if you have this idea, the other idea will follow. However, if this idea is mere words, then you will not put the meaning of the instruction into practice in order to clear away the afflictions. And you will have been merely listening to this instruction. This is like sick person who seek out a doctor. If they apply themselves only to getting the medicine prescribed but not to take it, they will not be free from their illnesses.
ngune to ne rewa sala da rani ne pa yimi de shi shu chem bo je so na ta to hi kar zo ngo re yin ji mi ji mem ba ji ce go ro as mem ba de ce ta di mem be ka so be be de yin ji mi ji mo so thong go ro as
so don't you think this is very true that you know when we are sick you know we need to see a specialist and the specialist will prescribe you and you check the prescription and you will cure from that disease
ta nepa nepe ini data khepa chi ra ini bhe chang so chi ra ini bhe ra ne ra ni bhe ma tho na ini ta che tha se ba re se ne ini ting ge ji je bo yin long de dong go do
so when we are sick and we got sick we found the good doctor specialist and doctor prescribed the medicine we got the medicine but we didn't take the medicine as instruct and advised by the doctor, then our illness is not cured. If we do like that, then we are hopeless.
Te ting yin de jebo le sa no da na shi lu ni dong ye te sa lo do mo bo re ga ma tha ba te ni yu ri ni ji nyu mo be ne no su yi shi me ba ze yanda yanda te yi tse wa yi mianpa khe shi ripa te nye tenza te chang yi ji nye wa zha nene fin de tang ye chi shi shimba tang mianma zang shi pangpa te lang ne na wa tso wan ji yu me tong mianpa ma le mian chi ma nye tenza mianpa te nye ji nye pa yin sa ale tong te mongpo chi du te shi tenpa de la ro shung te tau tang san ten ombo kin ri ne gamba lang ne ngon pa tsu me shi ripa munse kala nyangin da shetang sa te pa te jilo shetang.
So now go through the text is the you know is the analogy from the King of Concentration Sutra says some people are ill, their bodies tormented for many years, there is not even temporary relief. Afflicted with illnesses for a very long time, they seek a doctor in search of a cure. Searching about again and again, they at last find a physician with skills and knowledge. Treating the patient with compassion, the doctor gives medicine, saying, "Here, take this. This medicine is plentiful, good and valuable. It will cure the illnesses, but the patient do not take it. This is not a shortcoming of the doctor, nor the fault of the medicine. It is just the fault of those who are ill. Likewise, after you have left the householder's life for the sake of these teachings and have come to know the power, meditative stabilizations and faculties, how can you attain nirvana without making effort at meditation and effort that what is right? So this King of Concentration Sutra is the Buddha's word.
Tenda dendwa ni me ta se yirimba na sa gen de lo do mo bo shu ji na sa gi jin ma ta wa che ting ga ma ta che lo do mo bo shu na de gi jin so na de ge ni da da khe ba ji se ni da da khe ba de gi me de de ni me de ni me ma to yin na de su yi nye ba le se so na ne pa khoro yi nye ba le ma to ni da da me ti yo ma re me gi ma phe ma ro wa se pe pe de song do.
So this is easy to understand that such as, you know, we are ill from years and, you know, we didn't get any temporary relief. So at last we found, doctor who is specialist and give the medicine. But you know, if we didn't took the medicine and don't listen to his advice, then that is not the fault of the doctor, and that is not the fault of the medicine. It is only our fault.
Tejende yini temba de yitemba la ro de shu ani bena la nyang le chebu yi kanga de he ani kanga de ha goji goji la nyang sma le yi so na ani de da yi la ani te ne ni nyang de ba de kan de chen de thog de thog ma re is de re no de da.
So likewise, you know, we left the, you know, household life and seek the teaching, and we got all the, you know, resources, you know, for the instructions and whatever you need to put into practice, all the resources, but, you know, you didn't make use of those resources, didn't practice at all, then how can we attain nirvana? Mm-hmm. So something like that.
Yang tingin di jebo le, yang tingin de. Da ni ro du mong bi, zang bi qu xie jang si. Qu ju tu ni yang da ma xie na, ne pa mien ji jiwa to ba da. Da ki ni ni suwa mi ni xin xie tang si, xion ju le, xio pa lan ju pa le jang si. Li jin de da xie pa xa, cu zong jie pa ji xin du. Mien xie la pa zang ji ni, ne pa da la pen ji rang si. Tengda ji pa ji jang ni do.
So the next is also the from the next four line is also from the, you know, same concentration sutra, the Buddha's word. I have explained this very good teaching, yet if you, having heard it, do not practice correctly, then just like a sick person holding on to a bag of medicine, your illnesses cannot be cured. And the same, you know, a scriptural authorization from the Shantideva's Bodhisattva's way of life. Physically put this instruction into practice. What will be accomplished by mere talk? Will sick person be helped by merely reading a medical treatises?
Toma meba na tandepa de, ni megya wala takanda wuji shue de, lang mayin bala, lang lopa ji la takanda wu xie bala wasi. Tendu ki xie bala de, ni gansu ba teni ji, juju tuyan de nyansu mlinga ji, si zang ju chukhi jawa na kye kye yungu ma reis, tenda teni do.
So likewise, we practice the, you know, opposite path for long, long time, and, you know, in order to correct those things, just merely, you know, merely, you know, empty words, reading the treatises, those doesn't help much.
So
if we didn't put into practice, then merely reading the medical treatises doesn't help us to cure our disease. So now we're going to read, therefore, earnest practice. In the statement, think of the earnest practice as that clear away the illnesses of the afflictions. It refers to putting into practice the lesson that a teacher has imparted to you on what should be adopted and what should be cast aside. To do that, you need to know the lesson. For this, you need study, the purpose of knowing them thoroughly, study, is to do them. Therefore, it is vital to put the meaning of what you have heard into practice as much as you are able.
Ti tenda de yi sa che som ba la ne de nyang sa len ba la ne che go se ne de se ke che chin do ti tenda de se wo.
So this thing is the earnest, you know, put into practice, the third, you know, think the third chapters.
Mun de ne chen che su de ya bo lo ge na sa che de ka tu le de la ta je hi je hi do tu ai na pe de se ya bo wo.
So in this way, this, you know, if you really read the text, you know, slowly try to reflect on the meaning, then, you know, it is not really hard to understand. And also, you know, if you highlight those, you know, whatever is, you know, important, then, you know, you don't have to read all those, you know, things. Just read the highlight things, and, you know, it is easy to remember a few lines, then all the text.
So,
as mentioned before, the chapter are the most important, you know, to count the chapter is the most important, and as well as some, you know, highlight those help
too. ngane ne pare se ne gi chyota gi me de ne ni ta da sanje gi sombe chyup de ma do jese ja yo samare ni ta me na ta nga kare che gu re se so na ni ro ro gi ne pa ta tebe bo ne ni la ne ji to ba de shin de ge chen bo re so do.
So now what this all talk about is, you know we are really sick, and you know what kind of medicine therefore our sicknesses is only the Buddha's teaching can help, you know, to cure completely this kind of disease. So now what is lacking is, you know, implementation or put into practice is lacking. So now on, you know, we promise that we will put our all potentials to implement this instruction. So think of ourselves as a sick person is not like somebody order you or somebody trying to force you. Not like that. It is the reality. We are sick.
Then you begin to cast your thoughts to the Lord. Then so so,
likewise, as we mentioned before, that if you are suffering of jaundice, you know, if you take some, you know, butter, melted butter, we call it marko, melted butter oil or melted butter, then it really kind of affect your jaundice, and your jaundice became enhanced. So what that indicate is you are a jaundice patient.
Kutubasi mazen and resara terisuni, penicini nasala, kusam cho mare saying it is chisawa the lasako yapayung in child was.
So maybe this is not relevant to the Western medicine. Rinpoche wanna say like sugar, blood glucose. So if you have a high blood sugar or low blood sugar or whatever at that time, you know, you have a high blood sugar, then, you know, before you are any kind of sugar intake, you need to check. Otherwise, you know, when you take sugary thing, your glucose will jump up. So what that indicates is you are a sugar patient.
Then the tenor in any then a chapare in a shadare control it as a gang of the jet, there's a tear than a long way into us a lot. Cook got it a day in number tomoy bitaro.
So likewise, same thing, the anger and attachment and hostilities and all those things, you know, if we contract with small causes or conditions, immediately it rise up. And also, if you are your anger is more, you know, then you know it doesn't need much any causes and condition. It arise. So what Rinpoche recommend is not only listen to what he is telling, asking, and reading the text, but you know, you analyze yourself, look into our own, you know, mind, and is it it is same like what here it says or not. We take a break. So we will go through the text that, you know, it talk about our situation, and that there are four different kind of people or the person that some have lot of knowledges and they are scholar, but they don't implement anything. And there are some, you know, they know a little bit, but they put into implement whatever they know about. And there are some that they don't know anything and they don't put into any practice. And there are some that, you know, they know a lot, they are a good scholar, and as well as a great practitioner. So we go through the text, you know, text is the verses about hearing, that's the text title. In that text it says, even if you have heard a great deal, if you are not well restrained by ethical disciplines, then because of your ethical discipline, you are scorned and your hearing is not excellent. Even though you have heard very little, if you are well restrained by ethical discipline, then because of your ethical discipline, you are praised, and your hearing is excellent. Person who have not heard much and are also not well restrained by ethical discipline are scorned on both accounts, and their conduct is not excellent. Those who have heard a great deal and are also well restrained by ethical discipline are praised on both accounts, and their conduct is excellent. Also, though you might understand the heart of the scripture through learning and might know the course of meditative concentration, such a hearing and knowledge are of little importance if wildly you engage in coarse behavior. So the first stanza meaning is that there are people, they are very learned and heard a lot of instruction and teachings, but they don't put into practice the ethical discipline. Here it means the 10 precepts that are practiced both by lay people and the ordained people. So they don't engage or live accord with those precepts. So for those people, they are not praised. They are kind of, they are criticized, and people don't like them, and people don't praise them, and they are not the respect of a reverence or respect. So their hearing is not excellent. So there are second, person or the people that they have learn a little, but they read a little scripture or little hearing, but they put into practice and they live accord what they hear, what they heard, like ethical discipline means here also the 10 precepts. So they live according to that. Hearing is excellent, and also they live with the ethical discipline, so people praise and reverence to them.
So loka sumba de yitanda karere sezona ani thoba la pheson soba yungye chutung la pheson soba yungye chiyore teje ani shoba da kanga la pheson soba segere yes.
So the third stanza is third kind of person or the people that that they have good knowledge and they live ethical discipline, so they are praised and their conduct and everything is excellent.
Sholoka Jepati Yeni Kahila any Tubala Ming any Chutula Ming into New Yoris Sondoa. Tell I need to you persons of a segamaris.
So the fourth stanza it says, you know, they have not learned anything and they don't live any ethical disciplines. So, you know, they are both, you know, are not excellent.
That you know what to cast is the ye no social cast is here to Chitago Salada. But not Tombotin is a Mombo Tur at the Citrigin, Pisos of a Jinu Yuguman to us. Consumer is not.
So, this four, in this four different kind of people or the person, you know, we need to check where we will fit in the first people, second people, or third people, or the fourth people, in what group we will fit in. We need to check.
Lesson two but Jimbo Sheba dancer, Dinzi, Dingin, the Nimbo Shijang, Gansi, Pame Lombo Sheba de Tota Sheba Dunche Menjeros, Gansi Pape Dimbi, Chugashins, Dinzi Lidangi Shubashi, Deda Zede, Droga Ombo Dang, Tota Shibi, Parashimba Tau Jetans, Debatilo.
So we will go through the next reads. Though you might understand the heart of the scriptures through hearing and might know the course of the meditative concentration, such a hearing and knowledge are of little important if wildly you engage in coarse behaviors. Those who delight in the teaching taught by noble beings and practice accordingly with body and speech, who have patience, delight their friends, and are restrained, they will attain the perfection of hearing and knowledge.
Te yi tenda gare she gwa sena kha yi pe na labi laba sum ba de nyang ga chen bo yin ba de she ni de da nyang sa le go ba de du go ba chang so she na yang ni de da nyang le me je wa ji ba me ji she ba lo long bo she ba de ni ye ni de chen bo ke ke yong ma res ga de ra ni ye tu bi de she ni she de nyang le se ma jo na ni pe do ke ke yong ma ro je de do da de de chi she ba men jo ro se yi de.
So what that you know tells us is that, you know,
but bonded day to day do then the lesu thoba ni bo se patan se de ni thoba chote ji laba da ni kasa shero ji laba ja tingin ji laba da se de ni tingin ji laba ja habi thoba sumba de ni he ba je jang gashi ba me lo bo se ba de se ni de ye ni gashi she na yo ba me de ji ye ni she ba jin wo de che so na ni thoba de she ba de da gang gang thoba ma so do.
So what that said is, you know, there are people or the person that they know the three higher trainings, morality, and so on, but, you know, they don't put into practice and, you know, they ignore those three higher trainings and they wildly engage in coarse behaviors. So for those a kind of person or the people, you know, those knowledge is no means.
Gong tu bi dun dun yi yi rangi yi nyansan lian tu a di yin pa di jie gu gu rei sum. De ma do yi gong tu ba dun dun da dun bi gu rei sum ba ro.
So what it instruct us is that, you know, whatever we have heard and read, we need to implement and put into practice. Otherwise, you know, how much you heard, how much you read is kind of not much beneficial.
Gashi Pape de Bichu Gashi, Mungashi Kane Yogore San, Sanjay Shu Sabano de Debi, Nichu de la Gabocheva. Soso Yilima, you show about the second down to Shubas in the Sayan, Yarog, you show about the country, Chutan to be Shubasheva. Any, the Duggy Singing Jinsona, any, Soso and Zabatan de Ba Yore, any, Jinja Toa Yore, any Jinja Gabo Yore, Soso Yombo Yi, Ombi Yungala, any Chapatan down to Wode. Then the other day, to be done, young Salamayan, part of the Shibasi, the Togri Sondoa.
So and that this trains us, you know, the people or the person who know the three higher trainings of you know, and they put into a practice, implement, you know, for those kind of people or the person, you know, they will have patience, and they have friends, and you know, and eventually they will attain the perfection of hearing and the knowledge.
Mm-hmm. 就是用的嘛,落地的嘛,刮啊,打落起来,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够,你能够
if we could read, you know, slowly and reflect on the meaning, then, you know, seems like Rinpoche don't need to, you know, interpret it further. It is very clear and obvious.
And
also it tells the, you know, fault of our negligence, also the exhortations to wholehearted resolves. Sutra, I think, is one of the sutra title. The foolish are sorrowful at the time of death, saying, my practice was poor, now what is to be done? Not having found depth, they will suffer greatly. Such are fault of delighting in such the words.
So the foolish doesn't
put into practice and doesn't implement nothing, and when they are dying, you know, they realize everything and it was too late, that, you know, and they are so regret looking back on their life, they were so regret, remorse, not only for that, but, you know, have to go through many difficulties in many future lifetimes too.
Ya khase lai bala da ka dong ba lama so ge ni choba sing ni choba thama de ya ni ni shikha la ni joba me ni go re so re.
So as Rinpoche mentioned before, that, you know, the worst practitioner, that, you know, those are not uncomfortable when they are dying.
The jopa mengi chi kanje che gore se so ni so so logo da ne ta ke che chi maro asala da ni
so why
they che lo di tanda pa le so so ni ne kare che sa za ta ni ni de ke ba le chi che so no lo de bo le ma to chi
So the least practitioner, when they die in their ailing, you know, they don't have any regrets and they don't feel any discomforts. Because that is not like a kind of ignorance or kind of bravery, not like that, but they have some kind of degree of confidence that, you know, looking back in their life, they have done, you know, as much as they could. So they have some kind of confidence. So they are not regret, and they are they are kind of satisfied.
Tanda nyepa chi te yang nyepa chi te deyo san do de gala ta yu chuen nan du ba xin sa pa wo xin xin yu de jiao ba xin sa dang ni ni de nyang ba jiao ba de ni ma la ga yin nyepa de da ko yo ji do ji su na ji lo da.
And also like an actor before an audience watching a show, or like describing the good qualities of someone else who is a hero. You fall from earnest practice yourself. Such are the fault of delighting in just the words. So this line stanza is very, very true, very real for Rinpoche, but you know, for us he is not sure, because you know, up to now whatever we listen to the teaching or what we read are like reading a kind of, you know, it's epic history or something like that, and as well as watching a drama or watching a movie that some brave people, some wonderful people, those people did such and such, and you know, like that. But you know, we did not try to practice like they did, but you know, we are always distracted, our mind, distracted by the sensual pleasures, and never try to implement. So up to now, whatever we read, whatever we listen, and whatever you know teaching we receive, we just listen, see, or read like a drama or like a kind of novel story. Other than that, you know, it really kind of not try to mature our mind by those things, and you know, and didn't attempt to follow their examples and haven't achieved nothing. So we read through the text again. So also the husk of a sugar cane stack has no substances at all. The taste, the delight is inside. Through eating the husk, the delicious taste of the molasses cannot be found. Just as it is with the husk, so it is with the words. The taste is an contemplating the meaning. Therefore, give up delight in just the words. Always be conscientious and reflect on the meaning.
Pranshingi pene rola gane, Pranshingi papa sande dan ene chipare es, pene chuegi chitsang nyansalene, chuegi tuyantengi nyansan, nyanle majewa yina, nyanle chitsang kono chuegeche dewa yina, Pranshingi rola gane, Pranshingi kasan, papa sande, hingi papa sande de chipare sondwa.
So what that say is that, you know, if you don't try to practice or implement, just we are merely satisfied with the empty words, then it is like, you know, we are chewing the sugarcane husk. There is no any sweetness in the husk. So the people who chew on the husk, you know, do they get the taste of the sugar cane, the delightful taste inside? Do they get it yet or not? Not yet. So likewise for us, you know, we are really kind of delighted like to the sugar canes sweetness, but chew on the husk, you won't get the sweetness, molasses there. So likewise, you know, us, you know, who merely satisfy with the empty word, mere word, not implement, then, you know, we don't get the taste of the practice like that. So this is the analogy is like the bodhicitta, that, you know, like the molasses and the husk.
Ni jese tene yin tane ka ta kare che gore se zona ni no yin te da pa ni ni se pa ye che ni de da ka yin ba de la ni nyon le de ba che shu song do.
So now what we have to do is, you know, we have to abandon the, you know, destruction or the sensory pleasure that distract us. We try to minimize that and maximize our, you know, concentration of or the mindfulness on our practice, and try our best to implement whatever we have heard through our three doors. So these are like the instruction or the advice of the master, the Lama Tsongkhapa. So if you do that, then this kind of, you know, fault there, and when you do that, this kind of benefit you will get, like that kind of advice or the instruction by the masters.
So
the main thing is that, you know, whatever we have heard, you know, the meaning of whatever we have heard, contemplate and try to implement, even if we could implement one. So that kind of urgency is recommended or, or suggested.
Penarangi nipa na tenpa lani ne de che ose lo yi de so so yi nipa kan ya patel ka se du na yo sho lo ka chi da bo chi yi pen lo do so bu tu ge da de yi tang da la yang shi de guo de se le bu tu ge de mo so pe chi ka bu yo ma ro wa sa
so it says therefore give up, always be conscious. This means that how much we are incapable, how much dumb we are, if we try to attempt, we can able to practice, even one stanzas, meaning we can put into practice, if not all. So for us, it is like the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the masters try to explain and try to divert our, thoughts and behaviors through very wonderful, articulations or, very obvious meaning or analogy with different method, they try to divert us. But, we are like a really spoiled, mischievous child, like that kind of teenagers, that our mind is like that, and nothing help us. So maybe we are like that too, that those mischievous, really spoiled child, that they won't return home at the end of the day. So like that, maybe Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, masters, always try to herd us, try to looking for us, but we have no any care for that. Not only that, but we have a great sense of pride that, if I am not, then who? That kind of pride we have. So we stop here today and do the question answers and finish the sessions. So you guys have any questions or we go through the text? Okay, if you guys don't have questions, we read through the text. So we read through the text. So open the text. Think of the Tathagatas as excellent being. Develop respect by remembering the one who set forth the teachings, the Bhagavan Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
So wish that the teaching will endure for a long time. Think how wonderful if in dependence upon studying such a teaching, the conqueror's teaching would remain in the world for a long time. First is the recalling the kindness of the Buddha, and the sixth is, the second is, you know, repaying the kindness of the Buddha. Okay, we will take one question and then we will read through.
One question. In the course of a day, I find that the longer the day goes on, it's like the lazier I become. But I don't really know, you know. So the question is, could Rinpoche give some advice about how to become focused again through the day?
Tamogi tuwal di yinsa, nima ringru dhuzi zamba, semda subut nidi nyobdi dhuzi, and dila penyegi ane kalubchi nama, nama uchi zamba.
Ule, nima ringru dhuzi semda subut nyobdi dhuzi jinsi kaya, chuzi ki kasa, nima ringru dhuzi mati bade, chuse ki lakate tata yorwasi, yoma ringru dhuzi lada.
So there is no any longer day or shorter day. What you think is, you know, if it is a long day, you work 8 hours. If it is a short day, you work 8 hours.
Chidam susa le tusi tumbo mumbo yeso na da ko zupo manya jiki thaki karin na tawyan doa sela da lomba dema le cha chen ya bore ni mune tone chi chue chi chenge na le chi mi chi chi sen chi zai ge le chue chi de ge mi do zupo chue chi chenge na karin chenge na.
So, the day-wise, there is no any problem. If you have many leisure times, then, you know, or no leisure times, you know, you have a lot of, you know, things you can do in the days. If you have many leisure times, then that's good, you get plenty of time to practice, you know, and you don't have to practice 24 hours, you know, if you feel that kind of lazy, you can go for a walk, or go for a swimming, or go for a whatever. There are a lot of distractions here, you can go anywhere. If you have, you know, not much leisure time, also, then, you know, you are not working 24 hours, so you got some time to do if you feel like.
Tero ngo tsu chesho no nyo tende ge chi zubo nyo to sege da tende ge chi che che le tende ge kan nyo to chi cheso na ni ma sa tenjo tenjo ten che wa samba de tenjo ni ga wa samba ji la wa samba de sa la tene ni chesho la yo njue ge.
So in the dharma wise, if we feel kind of laziness, then immediately the antidote is that, you know, precious human rebirth, and rare to obtain this kind of perfect human rebirth, and, you know, easy to loss, you know, how fragile, and the causes and condition to survive, and causes and condition to decay, is need to think about those things. Then, you know, then it might help.
Maso ye pene tele pe jana la gol pene pene chise chi le pene pesa pene bonta mo kama chi le ene pesa bonta mo zo to ni ki tala chi so so le chise chi ma to so so le nyai ki tese de me wa yina chise chi to so so ki ni chise so ma to wa chen se nga da chen le ga che chi ro as
so this precious human rebirth is hard to obtain and easy to lose and it is very precious like a you know if you have a machine that print the dollars and somebody give you to you and then tell you you can print as much as you want in 1 hour after 1 hour you know no longer you can use then you will do your best to print as much as you can in that 1 hour so this human rebirth is like that it will
tanda tela masuge ni tejo mi le te singe de kacha chi la ni chero mo bola te de ho du tu ye je tenche bo shuich du tu ye mi je tenche bo yin ba de sheso na ni tindu ye tenche bo yin ba ma se ye ni tu se cha ne ma shin de ne ji la bo de lu ge san na de ko sa la kacha chi na thola ma to ye se de la chi ma shu shu le ji re tindu ye cha na yang ko karsata shiwa da ta se ye tindu ge che pa do
So likewise, this, you know, human birth is very precious because, you know, if you could able to, you know, in a moment, we can accumulate a, you know, great deal of benefit to ourselves and to other sentient beings. And it won't remain forever. It is unpredictable, you know, and once you lose it, it's almost impossible to attain this kind of thing. If you think about those things, and then, you know, you will re-energize. So anyway, these things will come later on in the Lamrim. So we'll go through the text. So if we say they wish that the teaching will endure for a long time, you know, then, you know, it seems like kind of really bias. So this cannot be biased if we think deeper, as always His Holiness the Dalai Lama also mentioned that, you know, the teaching of Buddha belongs to everybody, and you know it is the position or the you know of entire humanity.
The condition that you know, Chagas, na, masuye zamili na nobu se the condition ng mandi chago are, ini kaje kalle se da job mandu magangi yi, ini saya tuwa sa degi dating bimil hundo chungi yi tanda chila nobu se ngi mandi chago roa sa lada kisi yo ayi na.
So like a jewel, you know, if there is a jewel, then we don't have to work hard, and jewel will fulfill everything our needs necessities.
Nochu tetan dawa kare de se suna ni sendi yi deji sama de jiwa shima pense yi deji de du na ni so so la pa ne duye ki thau ma no ate thung yi chi mune to ne re de yore sala
so likewise the teaching of Buddha you know if we the people could able to put into practice implement then you know the method and the resources and everything is really kind of you know assemble and get ready there and it is unmistaken and you know it is comprehensive and you know it is flawless
then maro to khayala ke chene sina ni mgeole dang go go re sengi ge lhoja tin mano wa ji so khron la ne tu ngi ji na se de ka ngi me thi ngi ji se bo cha swa se la da.
So likewise, you know, if we try to abandon the negativities, then, you know, as mentioned in the Buddha's teaching, we, if we are able to practice, you know, unmistakably what instruct in the Buddha's teaching, then, you know, all our suffering of this life also automatically dispelled.
Lani matuna taji ege sama na gire data khepa de phe ka se mumbar asuna na sal tag maro ten na gire mato lani tuge ji na ta shi ji malo ba yin ba te ta ka sema tu ne khaye la ya ji mi do la ji chen de song xiang ji re mato de ga ji chue de chen de song xiang ji dao ni de ma re sa.
If we don't practice, that is a different thing. Like mentioned earlier, that you got the skilled doctor, you got all the medicines, you got the pile of medicines, and you put your head on that medicine, you didn't eat it and you didn't cure it, like that, if we don't implement. So, you know, if we implement, then, you know, these Buddha's teaching are not like a fiction or, you know, not mere a philosophy. It really kind of, you know, people examine, investigate, put into practice, get the exact result, whatever it says, and it is flawless.
Pin the Sano Tongi Jinsun and Pin the Nampachiko in Yanichi Sonichi, Gentala Tele Langaj and Iobi Sonichi Sawan in Marisalada.
So it is, this practice is not only for Buddhist, but, you know, other people can also, you know, take some, you know, methods from there.
Kasjangro yorana se shije de de kanje de de ge de de chiron so ki chulu de so so chulu kare ne de ga na ja shu os ine nan bi chula de hi je da lo jo je da sun do a de nyang ga de ro as la.
So in the sarana these days, His Holiness is teaching in Varanasi. So His Holiness said to the Westerners who are attending the teaching, that His Holiness advise them that you don't have to convert into Buddhism, but, you know, you can take interest in Buddhism and learn something from there, and it will reinforce your own faith. So, you know, like that.
Kasa je maru nyo bi senpa sendo wa tena ki masu ki teri chwe te chenye cheba la tena sanje che tenpa yiri nene ba. Cheba ten diri ki lang ma no wa te, ni tenpa ren chen choki ma cheba, cho chen nyo ba je shu, yin je mi pindi tete sewa sheba shu, ni jiru ma che tumen zeba na ki, ni nga suna tena ki chi yunga shu su, ni kuwa che ki ita su.
So we do the dedication now, like wish that the teaching will endure for a long, long time, like Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the Lamrim prayer.
Mm-hmm.